Hi guys, it's Luca from the Mind Bending Dinosaur Blast podcast. I want to warn you before you watch this episode. It's pretty shit. We started off with some pretty good games and topics. Then the later it got
decline. it is nearly tomorrow. Because the time is right now.
And
it's late improvised stuff. So
forgive us. Yeah, the longer we went on, the more rules we started to break. And now we're left with 50% unusable content.
More than that.
and at the end, things do get pretty rude, and we swear. Enjoy.
Don't bother finishing.
Turn off now.
You
are listening to the Mind Bending Dinosaur Blast podcast.
Enjoy. Good night.
You are listening to the Mind Bending Dinosaur Blast podcast Christmas special with Luca, Aiden, and George. Enjoy, or not, it's your choice.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas!
So, wow. how have you been?
Oh, yeah, not bad. You?
I don't know, we haven't talked in a while.
I know, I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah, it seems this podcast is the only thing holding us together.
Yeah, I'm sure in the new year we'll talk more.
So, So what did you ask Santa Claus for Christmas?
Just lots of money.
Did you mug Santa?
Yeah, I sat on his lap and then I put a note to him. What do you want?
Oh, wow.
You know what I want. So, and I just said your wallet, and yeah. What about you?
You know what? You know I'm a magician.
Yeah, so you just pickpocketed
it. No, I'm a magician, and there was actually the Santa Claus that I went and sat on the lap of this year. Showed me a trick. It's quite impressive, okay. Right? So I sat on his lap, and he went, "Yeah, can you feel that? Can you feel that finger up your ass?" And I went, "Yes." And he went, "No hands."
What? I don't know. Wow.
And we laughed and laughed.
Oh, that was best day. And I'll never forget.
And on that note, let's move swiftly. No.
Swiftly on.
Let's not move swiftly on, because that's a stupid catchphrase. Let's just get on to the next piece of shit we decide to air next. Bye. Fucking hell.
Hello again. Test subject 724689. You are listening to the Mind Bending Dinosaur Blast podcast Christmas special.
Is it just me, or are the Christmas songs really creepy?
For example?
Well, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming in your ass. Yeah, that one always threw me off a little bit. Wow.
And then there's also there's that one bit that's like, he sees you when you're sleeping, which is weird.
Yeah, a lot of people.
He knows when you're awake.
I think that's only one Christmas song, though. Like, what other ones are there that are a bit weird? All I Want for Christmas is Your Two Front Teeth. Jingle Balls. What else? I can't think of any now.
I don't think there's any other songs.
That's all the Christmas songs.
Oh, there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is just weird in itself.
Yeah, why did they choose reindeer anyway? Christmas is weird. What would your substitute animal be for instead of reindeer to have Santa fly on?
Shiny hoose. And if you ever saw him, you were probably high on meth.
Wow.
And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Llama, with your hoof so bright, will you murder my wife tonight?
Wait, with that? No.
wait, Santa? No, not really. I've been working with you for like 7 years now. Santa, you there? Santa?
Oh, the lights just flickered, Luca. Did
yes,
they
flickered here.
Jesus, are you sure we're not blinking at the same time? Synchronized blinking.
Can we just explain what we're talking about?
No. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So, yeah.
Good explanation.
So you can probably hear the rain. It's raining like a boss down here in England.
Not snow, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so everything's gone to shit. There's dead bodies in the streets.
It's literally raining cats and dogs. It's scary.
So we've got that horrible noise of droning animals. And the problem is cats and dogs, they're like quite dense. They're not like water.
I know, exactly. They break your car bonnet.
Yeah. And they're filling up the streets. And
drains and things.
They're halfway up my window. And sometimes they hit like the telephone wire. And your phone turns off, and they like catch fire.
That's what's making the lights flicker.
Well, no,
it's dead animals.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that was like one of the 10 plagues or whatever.
Because me and Aiden live on the
country.
on the same country. Whenever a cat hits a telephone line, it causes us to blink at the same time. And
yeah.
And the lights.
Call in if this happens to you.
So we don't know if the lights do flicker because we're blinking. What happens?
We can never know.
So
we'd be rubbish with weeping angels. We just blink
the
same.
Every bloody time the cat. Hit,
every time they come.
You just see the weeping angels and you hear.
Yeah, that sucks. Because they're usually alive when they're falling, but they die on impact.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's like,
usually.
My mum's a very, nature-y person. Yeah. So,
she collects dead animals from the streets and sells them.
And there was one that sort of, on the way down, sort of hit our roof or like the antenna. And he's fine. He's just on the doorstep, like, not sure where his legs are, but.
That doesn't matter.
He's sort of rolling, like, rolling up the step and then hitting the door and then rolling back down. And then. And then my mum just came in, we made a little bed for him, and he's an actual sausage dog. He's just a head and a body. And
a sausage.
And a sausage. He's just made of sausage.
Wow. Actually, that is a bit of news, the real news, that you've got a new dog.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something to actually talk about.
Yeah, his name's Mofatta.
We named him...
His name's Sparky.
Aiden. Oh.
His name's Sparky, and he's a dog. And that's about all. He's just...
Yeah.
I keep calling it, which sounds horrible, but it's a dog.
It's a he.
It's a he.
Did you find it on the telephone wire?
Yeah. It was hanging on. That's why it's called Sparky.
He's got thunder powers. Wow.
He sneezes and then like there goes my stairs,
You trapped upstairs at the moment.
Yeah. You know what really drives me up the fucking wall?
What's that? Your dog.
Stair lifts.
Wow. Wow.
So that's a segment called Bullshit We Make Up.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Next segment.
Hello there. You are listening to the Mind Bending Dinosaur Blast broadcast. Enjoy.
So now we bring you to a new segment of our podcast called The Santa Report. We're going to be reporting Santa's happenings. What are you
going
up to, Santa?
Well, recently, I've been preparing presents for all the good boys and girls out there.
Why does Santa have a stutter?
Don't make fun of it, okay? As a child, I was beaten up for being fat and having a prepubescent beard.
Okay, so Santa, what is like the main present you're sending out this year? You know, just being in charge and all.
A main present? Who's worthy of better presents than everyone else? That's right, my cousin, Brian Blessed.
Oh no, is he making an appearance?
No, because his voice is too similar to mine.
Hello? Hayden?
Yes? Luca?
Open the door.
Oh, sorry. Okay, what is it?
I need some scissors.
Some scissors?
I'm wrapping presents, and I need to... Okay, I'll tell you the story, okay?
Okay.
Basically, see, my brother wants this Xbox game for...
It's premium meth.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, anyway, sorry. What were you saying? I was talking about something else.
He wants some Xbox game for Christmas. Okay. And, yeah, I've got it. I just need to wrap it up, you know?
Anything else apart from scissors? Or
No. Because my idea is I take the scissors, I go into the shop, I murder the guy with the scissors and steal the wrapping paper, right? So, got the scissors?
I'm not sure if that's... I should give them to you.
Just give me the goddamn scissors, Aiden.
Aiden,
give me the scissors.
I'll see if I have them. Hold on. Here you go.
Right, thanks.
You can get a pen with it as well.
Okay, thanks.
If you need it.
These are like safety scissors. I can't hack somebody's throat with these.
No. If you get close enough, they're pretty sharp. Look. If I just get you on your thumb a bit there, see, do you feel that?
Ow. Aiden.
See? Yeah.
Aiden, I'm bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not Aiden, that much, is it?
You've punctured my lung.
Look, no. It was just your thumb.
The scissors went into me.
Okay, I might have missed a little bit.
A little bit.
Look, it's not like I'm keep on doing it. I'm not continuously...
Aiden, it's really hard to breathe.
Don't worry about it. I'll try and unloosen your throat with my hands. It'll be fine.
Okay, but is it meant to hurt this much?
No, it's going to be fine.
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
I really need to get back and wrap the present, you know.
Don't worry, just black out, please. Just take a little nap.
Okay.
I know, Luca. Okay, now to get some wrapping paper and wrap him up for my girlfriend. Okay, I know she's had her eye on Luca. Okay, what should we use? The Let It Snow one. Okay. Whoosh. There you go. That's good wrapping paper sound. All right. Is he still asleep or is he? Oh, she won't mind. She'll think it's like a puppy or something. Okay. Let's carry over here. Come on. Sorry about rubbing against the floor. Sorry. Okay, we're going downstairs now.
No.
That wasn't so bad, was it? Oh, there you go. Okay. Let's haul you. Okay. Alright, here you go, Hilda. This is from me. I got it when I was at the shop, and I saw it, and I thought you really liked it. So I think there might be a little bit of a hole in one of it, in a bit of it, but I hope you like it.
No.
Oh my god! It's a child! Hayden, how did you know?
Wait. You're going out with Tom's mum.
Yeah. We're not going out yet, but
when you
Oh Aiden, do you think you'd be like that?
Okay, guys, when were you gonna tell me about this, Aiden?
Oh look, I didn't know. I don't wanna say too early.
Hey, look. I need to talk to you about this. Can you just take the stuff off me?
Sorry. Hold on. Let me just use the scissors. Oh sorry.
Oh my shoulder.
Look, don't worry. You'll man up about it. Okay.
Is my arm meant to be shaking like this?
Yeah, don't worry. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I thought we had something, Aiden. And now you're just going...
Go and stab you.
Yeah.
And several times...
I came round. That present wasn't for my brother. That present was what it was for my brother, but...
Wait, you'd stab someone with a pair of scissors for me?
Yes. Yes, Aiden.
That's
exactly what I'm gonna do. Right now to you. Yes. Sorry, I had to see that, Mrs. Maxfield. But
that's fine. I'll just bye.
And now, because of all the other content we filmed today, is completely unusable, here's a clip from our old podcast. Enjoy.
Even though I'm the celebrity that I am, I still have time to help my mum bring in the shopping. So
is she called you from outside?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I should probably help her.
Okay. Well,
what do you think's the moral decision, huh?
I think you should about the fans and do the opposite thing. So yeah, go help your mum.
Okay, guys. Luca, you can improvise, right? Okay.
I think I'll just pause the segment because I'm rubbish at that.
You can do that. Okay. Bye. Go. Bye. Bye.
20 seconds. I'm so sorry. I don't know what that was. For what you just watched was like 3 seconds, but Aiden was away for like 2 minutes, so that proves time travel exists.
Yep.
Yeah. But I got another question. Which actually annoys me, right?
Okay.
Why does...
Yeah.
Okay. Why does a round pizza come in a square box? Because it's probably easier to make square boxes than round boxes.
Yeah.
You idiots. Okay. Okay, this will make me laugh though. Can you slam a revolving door? If you're willing to get hurt, yes, probably.
If it's locked, then yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then it goes click, and then yeah, I guess you could.
Can you read a picture book?
Sure, why not?
Because it's got pictures and words in it, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think you can call it a book, it's a magazine. Moving on.
Okay, yeah. If Dora has the map, why does she ask you for help?
Because she can't read, because it's all pictures.
Because she's Mexican, and she can't read.
Yeah, like all Mexicans.
Okay, that was done. You're listening to the Mind Bending Dinosaur Blast podcast, just to remind you. Just wanted to say, things go downhill from here, pretty much. So, enjoy.
So long.
George.
Shut the fuck up.
God.
So now we bring you to a new segment of our podcast called The Santa Report. We're going to be reporting Santa's happenings. What have you been up to, Santa?
Well, recently, I've been preparing presents for all the good boys and girls out there.
Why does Santa have a stutter?
Don't make fun of it, okay? As a child, I was beaten up for being fat and having a prepubescent beard.
Okay, so Santa, what is the main present you're sending out this year? You know, because being in charge and all.
A main present? Who's worthy of better presents than everyone else? That's right, my cousin, Brian Blessed.
Oh no, is he making an appearance?
No, because his voice is too similar to mine. For Christmas, I'm getting him some jam sandwiches. Any other questions?
Yes, why are you so fat, fatty?
Don't make fun of my fatness, you bitch. I'm gonna steal your stocking from my dick in it and put it over your face while you're sleeping. You ungrateful fuck.
What are you gonna do?
Be a bit of PG, you know.
What are you gonna do, Santa? You're all the way in like
Norway.
Just what are you gonna do? You're in Lapland. I'm here.
I know. I'm in Norway.
Okay. What are you doing in Norway?
This is where I really live.
Do you want to give any more details on that?
No.
You're starting to sound like my friend Aiden.
No. It's just my accent. Your friend Aiden's been a very good boy. He's a lad. I'm gonna get him all the presents. The present I was gonna give to you, I'm gonna give to him instead, because you called me fat, you little shit.
I asked for a final ending to this meaningless life, so...
Well, yeah, he'll use that and, give it to you again. Yeah. My stutter sort of comes in and out, sometimes.
Okay, Santa, so...
Is it the end of the segment? Yeah.
I want Brian Blessed to make an appearance, to be honest.
No.
Brian, is that you?
Yes, it is!
Brian, can you end...
I'm here!
Can you end the segment?
Santa didn't want me to, but I'm here!
Can you end the segment?
The end! Ow!
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Oh, make my wish come true. To listening to the Mind-Bending Dinosaur Blast Christmas Special. It's been great. Sorry for the content of this. Wasn't our best. But remember, don't keep the podcast to yourself. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Share it on 4chan. If you're one of them people who... Don't share it on 4chan. We don't want people like that coming. You know what? Just keep it to yourself, really. Because... Just see you in the new year for better content, I think. love you for my own, more than you could ever know. Let my wish come true, baby, all I want. But I hope you... Pardon me. I think I just shat myself. See you next month.